Welcome back to the OU's Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jack Abramowitz, and today we are concluding the fourth chapter of Maseches Demai. We will be learning Mishnayos Vav and Zayin. Mishnah Vav says, Hanichnas la'ir, somebody who enters a city. He's traveling, he's away from home, goes into a strange town. Ve'enu makir adam sham, and he doesn't know anybody there. He's got nobody to ask. Amar, so he says to some stranger on the street, Mikan ne'aman, mikan ma'aser. Who here is reliable? Who here takes tithes? Amar lo echad, and a person responds to him, Ani. He says, I'm reliable, I take tithes. Eino ne'aman. He's not believed. Such a person obviously has a vested interest, he's not objective, so you can't take someone's word that they themselves are the person to get food from. Amar lo ish ploni ne'aman, but if they say such and such person is believable, harizeh ne'aman, then we take his word for it. Halach likach mimenu, if he goes to get food, to purchase food from ish ploni, the one that was recommended, amar lo, and he says to that person, mikan mocher yashan, who here sells yashan? You're not allowed to use the produce of the new year until after the omer is brought. So the new produce is called chadash. You're not allowed to eat chadash. You are allowed to eat yashan, which is produce of the previous year. So who sells yashan? Amar lo, mi sheshalachach etzli. He says, the one who sent you to me, he sells yashan. Afal pi shehen kigomlin ze etze. Even though they're this mutual admiration society, each one recommends the other, which is a little suspicious, hare elu ne'amanim. You're still allowed to believe him. So you come into town, you don't know anyone, you go over and say, excuse me, Reb Yid, where can I get some food that's been properly tithed? And he says, go to Bob. You can trust him. If you go to Bob, and you say to Bob, where do I get some yashan? And he says, go back to the one who sent you here. Even though it looks like mutual exchange of favors, you're allowed to believe him. Now let's look at the Bartonero, and we'll see why that is. So if he says, ish ploni ne'aman, hari zen ne'aman, if he says so-and-so is okay, you can take his word for it. Afal gav de lohaya ro'i lahamino kivan shehu atzmo chashud, even though you really shouldn't be allowed to believe him because you don't know his level of kashrus. So even though he's suspect, you can still take his word in this matter. Kulahi shehakilu b'achsanai mishum chai nefesh. It's a leniency that they enabled in the case of travelers because of making a living. You gotta eat, you gotta do business, you gotta stay alive. But davka kishein makir adam sham. But this is only the case when he doesn't know anyone in town to ask. Aval im makir adam sham, lo yito elamin hamumche. If you have someone who you can go and ask, you have your friend who's living in this town, then you gotta go to him and ask him, what's a good hashkacha? Where can I buy? Where is going to be reliable? Mikan mocher yashan. If you go to the guy and you ask him, who sells yashan? Shiyare shema yachiluhu chadash. He's worried that he shouldn't be fed chadash. Kodem shiyakriv haomer. Before the omer is brought. Varov amei haaretz ein chashudin al hachadash. And most unlearned people are not suspect when it comes to chadash. Bahave kidemai, and it's like demai, derov amei haaretz meisrin heim. Because really, most unlearned people do take their tithes. Hilkach lo hechmiro alehen kol kach denema sheheim gomlin chesed ze leze. That's why we don't say that this is a mutual exchange of favors, that each one recommends the other. Because the likelihood is that they do take proper tithes. So what's it mean, gomlin chesed ze leze, that they exchange favors? Ta'id ata alai va'ani a'id alech. That you give good recommendations for me, I'll give good recommendations for you. So we're not worried about that because the law of averages is that the stuff is probably good. So they weren't that stringent when they established these laws of demai. And Mishnah Zayin, which is the last Mishnah in our chapter. Hachamarim shenichnesu la'ir, if donkey drivers come to town, Amar Echad, and one says, Shali Chadash, Vishal Chaveri Yashan, he says, I sell Chadash, I'm not so from, I sell stuff that really kosher people shouldn't eat, but my friend, his stuff is good, you can buy from him, no worries. Shali Enu Matukan, Vishal Chaveri Matukan, I don't take tithes, my stuff is tevel, you're not allowed to eat it, you should go buy from my friend, because he takes proper tithes, his is good stuff. Enu Ne'amanim, we don't believe him. because there it certainly looks like a case of playing good cop, bad cop. So he's trying to drive business over to his friend by saying, I'm not good. When they get to the next town, they'll flip it around. Rabbi Huda Omer Ne'amanim. But Rabbi Huda says you can believe them. So let's take a look in the Bart Nuro. Hachamarim. Hameviyim tevua mimakam hazul lamakam hayoker. They bring produce from a place where it's cheap to a place where it's more expensive. So, you know, they're doing business. Law of supply and demand. Ein ne'amanim. If one says, my stuff's no good, but buy from my friend, we don't believe him. Devade gomlim ze et ze. They are definitely having a mutual exchange of favors. Umishabeach shel chaverav b'ir zu, kedei sheyishabeach chavero eshelo b'ir acheres. He's praising his friends in this city, and then his friends will praise his in the next city. So that's how they drive up sales, by each one recommending the other, having the appearance of impartiality. So we don't believe them, but Rabbi Yehuda Omer Ne'amanim, Rabbi Yehuda says we can believe them. Ho'il v'rov amin ha'aretz ma'aisrin hein, because most unlearned people do take tithes. B'demai hikilu mishum chayehin shel b'nei ha'ir. Then they were lenient in this case because of the livelihood of the people who live in that city. Shiyu mochwe tevua uperos regilin levosham, so that people who sell produce should be accustomed to come. If every time the donkey drivers come to town with their wares, no one's going to buy because nobody trusts them, they're going to stop coming to town and there's not going to be any produce. Vein halachik Rabbi Yehuda, but the halacha does not follow Rabbi Yehuda in this matter. That is the end of the fourth perek. Join us tomorrow when we will continue with perek hey.